You promise you will show me, because once you have established that give you a test, you begin, you show me on Daf Hey Aleph, on the base, at the beginning of the 16th Perek, Perek Ha'isha Basa. Ha'isha Sheholach Bala, V'tzorof L'midas Hayom, Bo V'amula, Meif Balich, L'tinase, L'tishabim, L'titei Deshema, L'uberes Tzorosa. If a childless man went overseas with a wife and left the wife home, and they told her that he died, she may not remarry nor do yibum until she hears whether or not her co-wife is pregnant. If she has no yavam but has a mother-in-law overseas, she need not be concerned that the yavam was born. If her mother-in-law was pregnant and went overseas, then she must be concerned lest the yavam was born, and therefore she should not remarry. Yeshua says she need not be concerned. Umar says, Rav Shoel, the Rav Chia Ruba, she says, V'taklaiv miyad v'tamtin shlei shvetinase, malashach. The Gemara asked, Rav asked the Rav Chia Ruba, she should do chalitza immediately, wait 3 months, and then remarry. No matter what you say, she'll be permitted. Why must she wait until she hears about her tzara? Im ben kayamahu lo nagu b'chalitza. If her tzara is pregnant with a viable fetus, then chalitza had no effect on her, and she's married. She's permitted due to the fetus. And if she's pregnant with a fetus that's not viable, or she's not pregnant at all, then the first woman has chalitza that permits her. Okay, Rabbi answered that waiting 3 months was taught when the only concern is for herself, but not if her tzara could be pregnant. For her tzara, how much must she wait? Yes, Chadoshim, the answer is she must wait 9 months because the fetus does not permit until it is born. Metaklas miyad, manashach. She could do chalitza immediately and marry after 9 months, no matter what you say. In ben kayamahu, lo nagu b'chalitza. If the fetus is viable, chalitza had no effect on her. Lay is permitted due to the fetus. In ben kayamahu, how is chalitza to be yada? If the fetus is not viable, she has chalitza that permitted her. Also, if you heard the b'shem b'loza, b'shem Yehuda, quoting Rav Lazar, quoting Rav Chiya Rabba, said that we don't let her do chalitza immediately, lest to be clarified that the chalitza was nothing, and she would need an announcement to say that she's kosher for kohuna. Rabbi Shem Rav Yochanan, Tamad Rabbonon, ki yashu bevada ev leva safik. The Talmidim, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that Rabbonon's reason is ki yeshu, which is the brother vaday, dwell together and not the safik. If a mother-in-law left pregnant, then she's concerned with Rabbonim because only one sophic, perhaps the fetus is a male and perhaps a female. Midrash, one must be stringent about a single sophic. Yeshua says that she's not concerned because there are two sophics. Perhaps the fetus is a male, and perhaps a female. Perhaps the fetus is viable, and perhaps not viable. Midoraisa, we're learning about two fakers. We now come to halacha beis. Shtei yavamos zuamers meisbali, zuamers meisbali, zu asura mipnei baalah shalzu, zu asura mipnei baalah shalzu. Tzara and Leah were married to two brothers. Each said, "My husband died without children. Leah cannot remarry, lest Tzara's husband, who is a yavam, is alive. Likewise, Tzara cannot remarry." Lazu Adim, Lazu Ain Adim, Eshayeshla Adim, Asur, Eshayna Adim, Muteris. If Sarah had witnesses that her husband died, and Leah has no witnesses that her husband died, Sarah may not be married, but Leah may. Lazu Bonim, Lazu Ain Bonim, Eshayeshla Bonim, Muteris, Eshayna Bonim, Asur. If one man died with children, other without children, the widow with children may marry, one without children may not. If Yavmu, Mesu, Yavarim, Asur, is Leonasi. If Sarah and Leah did Yibum to other brothers, and the Yavam died, the women may not remarry, each is forbidden, lest the other's first husband is still alive. Rav Lazar Amar, Hayo behutru liyavamim, hutru lechol adam. Rav Lazar said that since they were permitted to Yavamim, they're permitted to all men. And the Gemara says, Shtei Yavamis lezu ponim ve'idim lezu enklam, zu niteres bevoneh, lezu niteres be'ideh. The Gemara says, if Sarah and Leah were Yavamis, Sarah has children and witnesses that her husband died. Leah has nothing, and each says, "My husband died." Sarah is permitted to marry someone else through her children, and Leah is permitted through Sarah's witnesses. Atayma de Brother, Mishim She'ina Chashuda Lekalkel Sarasa Kalecha. What if the Brother's reason is because she's not suspected to ruin herself in order to ruin her Asara at all? Or perhaps she's not suspected to ruin her Asara, only in a case like here, that ruin to her Asara is possible only after future events, meaning both Yevamim who were here will die, and Asara did not do a Chalitza. Mishim Nadar, Ha'ish Halcha Hi Ubala Medech Ayam, Ubasa Va'amma Meisbali, Tinafi, Vetito, Ksuba, Vesarasa Asura. We learn from the following Mishnah, if Leah went overseas with her husband and came and said my husband died, she may remarry and she receives a ksuba, her tzora is forbidden. The sovereign name of Chashudahi, a kalkas atzmakadil, she's a kalkel, tzorasa relief, the blaza palik. And we assume that she's suspected to ruin herself in order to ruin her tzora, and the blaza does not disagree. Have a relief timer, I should say, mishim she'ena Chashudah, a kalkas, tzorasa palik. It shows that the reason is not because she's not suspected to ruin herself in order to ruin her tzora at all. Perhaps she does not ruin herself, but concerned lest her husband sent her a get from overseas. The Gemara asks, well, think about it. The Mishnah forbids the Sora in every case, even if she remarried a Koyen. If she receives a get, she ruins herself. Rabbi Zimon answered that she suspected to transgress a lav and make several halalim means her children from the Kohen in order to make her tzara's children mamzerim, and a tzara will transgress eshes ish, which has misa and kari, the one who has made it.